Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Chaf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored by my wife Danielle and myself in honor of the 20th anniversary of our dear friends Perry and Rabbi Shraga Goldenhirsch. Rabbi Shraga is a very chashuv Talmid Chacham, one of our internet listeners, and also a relative of the Chernobyl Rebbe of North Woodmere, the Rebbe Rabbi Aaron Twersky. So we wish them a happy anniversary. Continue nachas from their wonderful family. We started discussing yesterday a Mishnah in the series of Mishnayos about what is kosher for one thing is puzzle for another thing and vice versa. So yesterday we started discussing the case of a tar and a benyona. We saw that a tar has to be an older bird. A benyona has to be a younger bird. We said that what's kosher as a younger bird is puzzle as an older bird, and vice versa. And then we said, then we were talking yesterday about the case of a suffix. So what if you bring a bird at the time when the bird is starting to change the color of its feathers, when the feathers are starting to yellow? So we said that's neither a young bird nor an old bird, because it's already left the status of being a young bird. It's not yet reached the status of being an old bird. So you're going to be in trouble. But yesterday we were drilling down on the question of what status exactly does this bird have when it's in the in-between phase. Is it that it's a suffix and we simply don't know whether it's a young bird or whether it's an old bird? Or is it considered to be a separate category unto itself? The nafkamina being, what happens if you said that you're going to bring an ola sa'of, you're going to bring a carbon ola, a voluntary ola, from either a tar or a benyona? So in other words, you said you're going to bring either a young bird or an old bird, and then you brought one of these birds that are in between. So if it's samasafek and you said either or, then you're going to be yotze. But if it's a separate category, then you're not going to be yotze. So we tried to bring a raya yesterday. Where we left off was really in the middle of a conversation. So we tried to bring a raya yesterday from the fact that the pasuk says min hatorim, that the pasuk says that you bring an ola from the torim, which is mashma min hatorim velo kala torim. So what does it come to exclude? It comes to exclude this bird that had begun to have the tchila satziyah, that started, that had the feathers around the neck starting to change colors. And we tried to bring a raya to the fact that it must be a separate category, because if the problem were that it's a suffix, so why would the pasuk come to be mamai to suffix? There is no suffix before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know whether the bird is a young bird or an old bird. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knows whether the bird is a young bird or an old bird. And therefore, why would the pasuk have to exclude this bird in the middle category? So we wanted to bring a raya from there that it's actually a bria b'fnei atzmo. So today's sugya is going to focus on the following topics. First of all, we're going to try to figure out, okay, if we don't need the pasuk of min hatorim to exclude this bird in the in-between phase of growth, because there is no suffix before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what then does the pasuk min hatorim come to exclude? Then we're going to talk about other cases of sveika. So there is that we're going to deal with a case of a suffix by an animal. So we're going to see that a lamb or a sheep has a couple of stages of development. First, it's a lamb, and then it turns into a ram when it reaches 13 months. But in the 13th month of its life, it's called a pilgus. It's somewhere in between. And we're going to have the same type of suffix. Is the pilgus either a ram or a lamb, and we don't know which one it is? Is it a separate bria that has a nafkamina regarding can it be used to satisfy an adava? What nesachim are brought along with that type of animal? So we'll see that lively debate. And then we're going to talk about what happens if you pledge to bring a carbon toda, and we know that the carbon toda comes along with 40 loaves, 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz, and you decide that you're going to bring the loaves from something called seor. Seor, not to be confused with seor. Seor is dough that's in an intermediate phase of leavening. So it's not quite chametz, it's not quite matzah. The problem is, the chalas toda have to be either chametz or matzah. So you brought it from this stuff which is sort of in between. What status does it have? Can it be yotze? Are you chayev kares for eating it on Pesach? Are you chayev malkus for eating it on Pesach? Maybe you're not chayev anything for eating it on Pesach. Are we talking about the sheet of Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda? Because there's a big machlokas in Masachas Pesachim. What seer is? So we're going to talk about all of those cases of suffix. Again, building off the discussion that we started yesterday. And then On the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to get to a Mishnah again, continuing with this theme of what's kosher for one thing is pasul for another thing. We're going to talk a little bit about the Parah Aduma and the Egla Arufa, how by a Parah Aduma you have to shecht it like a regular animal, by an Egla Arufa, like its name implies, you have to do an Arifa, you have to break the back of its neck. You can't do a Shechit on an Egla Arufa, you can't do an Arifa on a Parah Aduma. How do we know all that? Don't we have Kal v'chomers the opposite way? So we'll see all that in today's shir. So we left off right at the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And again, where we were in the Gemara was trying to prove that this Tchilas Hatziyuv, that the bird that whose feathers had started to yellow, was obviously a Bria, Bifnei Atzma, was obviously a separate category. It was neither young or old. Because if it were Stam Asafek, the Pasuk wouldn't have to be Memayet, this type of bird, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no sfeikas. So says the Gemara, okay, but then Kiyitzrich Kra, so what does the Pasuk then come to exclude? It doesn't have to exclude the case of a Safek or the case of the intermediate growth bird. So what does it come to exclude? Kiyitzrich Kra Lemiyute Nirva V'Nevad. It comes to exclude the case of a bird which has been the subject of bestiality, that it was, that somebody had relations with a bird, V'Nevad, or it was served as it, or if it was served as it was served as an avodah zara. Rashi points out that even though the Tana previously said that min torim comes to exclude tchilas siyav, that's obviously only an asmachta, that it's not really based on the pasuk. We don't need a pasuk to exclude tchilas siyav if that's only a suffake, because there is no suffake before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Pasuk comes to exclude is Nirva, an animal that was the subject of bestiality, and Nevad. Rashi points out the obvious, that usually Nirva comes along, usually Nirva is associated with Roveya, but by a bird, there's no requirement to, there's no category of Roveya, because that's anatomically impossible. But what the Pasuk comes to exclude is Nirva and Nevad. So says the Gemara, why do I need a Pasuk to exclude Nirva and Nevad? We know, generally speaking, you can't bring a karban from an animal that's been worshipped of as avodah zara, or from an animal that's the subject of an isser. And obviously, it's very much usser to have relations with an animal. So says the Gemara like this: because the pasuk says, it's corrupted mumbam, there is a mum, v'tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, and we have a mimer from Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, kolmokum shemar hashchasa. Whenever the pasuk says hashchasa, whenever the pasuk uses the lashon of corruption, eina ela dvar erva v'avad kachavim, it always means dvar erva, or an oved, or oved kachavim. It means something immoral. It means a davar erva, or it means idolatry. So davar erva, how do we know that mashchasam refers to davar erva, that corruption refers to dvar erva? Dechziv ki hishches kol basar, because in the Dora Mabel, it talks about all of the animals being corrupted as darko ala aretz, because it talks about corruption, and obviously that's talking about illicit relations. Avodas kochavim dechsev pentashchison v'asisam lachem pesel. So, and by avodah zara it says pentashchison, also a lashon of corruption, v'asisam lachapesel, and making an avodah zara. So I might have made the following drasha again, because it says ki mashchasam behem mum bum. So kol sha'mum posel bo, anytime a mum is posel, dvar erva avodas kochavim poselim bo. So also a dvar erva, if the animal was used for a dvar erva, or if the animal was used for avodah zara, that's also posel. However, v'chol she'ina mum posel bo, anytime when a mum does not posel, ein dvar erva avodas kochavim poselim bo, then dvar erva or avodah zara is also does not posel by that type of animal. Vahani yofos, and birds, ho avlo psilbu muma, since a mum doesn't passel a bird. How do we know that? Yamar mar, tamos v'zachros b'behema, v'ein tamos v'zachros b'ofos, because there's a concept of Tammuz and Zachrus by a behema, but there is no concept of Tammuz or Zachrus by a bird, that a bird doesn't have to be a tam. So we know that generally speaking, there are many different types of mumim that possel an animal. However, by a bird is only possel if it's a mechusar aver. So I might have thought, and we'll see Tosfos what he says about this in a minute, but just to finish the thought in the Gemara, I would have thought that since there is no disqualification of balmum by a bird, so too there shouldn't be a disqualification of dvar erva or avodas kochavim, because the pasuk links the two by saying ki mashchasam behem mum bam ema dvar erva avodas kochavim nami lo lifsobahu. I might think that it shouldn't be pasul a nirva or a nevad. Kamash malan, that it is kamash malan, that it actually is pasul. So says Tosfos over here. Tammuz v'zachrus bebehema. It's the second to last Tosfos on the page. B'toras kohanim darish la midichsev tamim zachar. Babakar, Bachsavim, Uba Izim. So it says the words Tamim Zachar in connection with Babakar, Bachsavim, Uba Izim. Tamas Fazachros, Bebehema, Vain Tamas Fazachros, Baofos. Now, the concept of Tamas Fazachros applies to Behema, but it doesn't apply to birds. A Mechusar Aver, the Pasul Baof, to the fact that a Mechusar Aver, because we said that yes, there is no requirement that the oaf be Tamim. However, it can't be missing a limb, but that fact that the bird can't be missing a limb, so Nafkale, Midichsiv, Minaof, that we learn from the pasuk that says mino filo kolof, meaning that there are certain disqualifications by a bird. Beperikama diktushin velo kamo shapirish kan bekuntris mishum hakrivea nala fachosecha. So Rashi says that the reason that a mechusar aver is pasul is because a mechusar aver is a lack of hachriveo na lefachosecha, that you would only bring something that's balabatish to a governor, and so when you're bringing a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should bring something only that's fitting to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not something that's a mechusar aver. So Tosfa says, no, the reason that you're not allowed to bring a mechusar aver is not like Rashi explains, it's not because of hachriveo na lefachosecha, it's because it's excluded from the pasuk of min ha'of, that yes, there generally is no concept of balmum, but that doesn't mean that you're allowed to bring every animal. You're not allowed to bring an animal that's a mechusar aver. So says Tosfos, Savim Tomar, Lomali Kra Lifsol Mechusar Aver, why do I need a pasuk to exclude mechusar aver? Va'afilu levnei Noach nami yasser. And mechusar aver is also even for a bnei noach to bring as a karban. Telekamidi the Yisrael shari levnei noach aser, and it doesn't make sense that the ben noach should not be able to bring a bird that's a mechusar aver, but a Jew should be able to bring as a karban a bird that's mechusar aver. It's impossible that would be the case. Says the Gemara v'yesh lomar, it says Tosfos rather v'yesh lomar mishum darminim a perik arba misos, because we say Masechus Sanhedrin the chol mitzvah shenemar levnei noach. Any mitzvah that was said to the Bnei Noach, velo nishnis b'Sinai li Yisrael, and was not repeated on Har Sinai to the Jewish people, nemra velo nishnis b'Sinai li Yisrael, nemra velo levnei Noach. It was said only to the Bnei Yisrael and not to the Bnei Noach. V'lachein hutzrach l'shanosa k'dei leser lazev lazeh. And therefore, we need that, even though, yes, it was also for the Bnei Noach, we need the pasuk to teach me that it's also usher. We need that pasuk from our Sinai so that I would understand that it's usher not only for Jews, but even for a ben Noach to bring a bird that is a mechusar aver. So says the Gemara. This Tosfos rather weiter. Vim Tomar, Lamali Kra, Dain Tamas, Fazachros, Baofos, Meditzrich, Minof, Lesser Mechusar Aver, Yadin and Dain Mum Posal Baof, Di Posal, Lamali Minof. So says Tosfos, again, why do I need a drusha now that Tamas Fazachros Bebehema, Vain Tamas Fazachros Baof? If I need another pasuk to teach me that I'm not allowed to bring a mechusar aver, then it should be obvious that I'm allowed to bring a balmum. If I need a pasuk to teach me the only bird that I'm not allowed to bring is a bird that's missing an entire limb, it's obvious that I'm allowed to bring a balmum. V'yesh lomar, so Tosfos answers, D'lav kra, d'ain Tamas Fazachros Baofos, without that pasuk that serves as the source, that ain't Tamas Fazachros Baofos, havamina d'mum posol baof, I would have thought that a mum passels by a bird. Umina of asa lesar afilu anach mumin de sharu bebeima de kra de mina of lesar asa velo lahatir. I might have thought that generally speaking, that mumim are mutter by a bird, and that's why I need the pasuk to aser a mechusar aver, because the pasuk is coming to aser not to be matir, and therefore without the pasuk of tamus vezachrus bebeima vein tamus vezachrus veofos, I would have thought adarabba, I would have thought generally speaking a mum is perfectly fine, and that's why I need the pasuk to aser a mechusar aver. Okay. So says the and then the some Rishonim just point out that the reason that Avodah Zarah is also called Znus or is also called Hashchasa is because generally Avodah Zarah and Erva are found in the same place. Generally, it's a place of debauchery and of total lack of morality, and that's why they're both generally found in the same place. All right, but where we are now is the Gemara said, what does the pasuk of Minatorim come to teach us? First, we tried saying that it comes to teach us that you can only bring it from a tar and not from a bird that started to color around the feathers. We said, no, that can't be the source, because if the bird that's starting to color around the feathers is a sveika, we wouldn't need a pasuk to be mamayit the sveika, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no sveikos. Then we said, no, we need the pasuk to exclude a nirva and a nevad. I might have had a havamina to think that a nirva and a nevad are mutter by a bird, because that psul is connected to the psul of a balmum. By a bird, there is no psul of a balmum. I might have thought that these are therefore fine. Kamash Mulan, the pasuk tells me no. Even though by a bird, a balmum is mutter, a nirva and a nevad are going to be usur. So says the Gemara in Avaiter, about 7 lines up from the bottom. So boy Rab Zera, haomer harayelai olas behema, min ayil o min akeves. If a person says, I am taking upon myself to bring a korban ola from either a ram or a keves. Again, a sheep in the first 12 months of its life is called a keves. It's called a lamb. And then once it enters after 13 months, it's called an ayil. It's called a ram. But that obviously leaves the 13th month, which is sort of in a state of limbo, the Avi Palgas, and this genius decides he's going to bring the Palgas. So what's a Palgas? So Rashi says that it's Keves ben Shana, betok shnaso kari Keves. When it's a year old, it's called a lamb. Va'ayil mishavar yud gimel chadashim. And it's called a ram when it's already 13 months old. Sheniknas kodesh shalim betok shana shniya, that it's already one full month into its second year. Karu ayil adolam. Then it's called a ram for the rest of its life. Pilgas betok chodesh rishon shal shana shniya. The pilgas is the 13th month of the animal's life. In other words, the first month of the second year of the animal's life, it's called a pilgas. It's somewhere in between a keves and an ayil. The Rambam is gores that the animal in the first year is called a keves. The animal in its third year is called an ayil. That it's already, in other words, in 2 years old. However, the Rambam says that for the first year, it's called a keves, that once it's already 13 months old, it's called an ayil, but on the 30th day of its first year, it's called a pilgas, which is mashma, that it's called a pilgas only for one day, which is on the 30th day of its first year, which doesn't really make sense. What status does it have then for the first 29 days of its second year? Because the Rambam also says that it's called a keves only for its first year. So how could it be that it's in the status of limbo only for the 30th day in the second year? So the Radvaz explains the Rambam that no, the Rambam agrees with Rashi that for the entire first month of its second year, it's really a palgas. In that case, why does the Rambam use the language that even on the 30th day of its second year, it's called a pilgas? It's to come to explain that the status as pilgas lasts from the beginning of the second year all the way on into the, once it's already completed 13 months, that even though you might think, oh, it's already so close to the stage where it becomes an ayil, therefore let's just consider it an ayil. Kamash Malan, no, it's a hard and fast rule, like Rashi said. First 12 months is a keves. After the 13th month, it's an ayil, but for that whole 13th month, it is going to have the status as a pilgas. But for the purposes of our Gemara, All we need to know is that there is this state of limbo in the 13th month. You pledged to bring a carbon ola from either a keves or an ayil, and you brought it from this in between. So mahu. So what's the halacha? So says the Gemara like this: Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, lo tibayilach. We shouldn't have a kasha. Diamar briyahavi, because he holds that it's in a separate category. It's in its own category when it's in its 13th month. Ditnan. How do we know it's in its own category? Because we learn in the Mishnah as follows: Hikrivo mevi aleh nischei ayil. That if you brought this pilgas, if you pledged to bring a korban ola of a keves or an ayil, and instead you brought the pilgas, then you have to bring the nechasim of an ayil along with it. Ve'ein ola lo mizivcho, and it also doesn't count towards your commitment, because you pledged to bring a keves or an ayil, and you brought neither. You brought something that was in between. What are the nechasim of an ayil? So for an ayil, you have to bring, so let's back up. So karbanos, as we saw in Maseches Vachim, and also in Maseches Menachas, karbanos are accompanied generally by nesachim. They're accompanied by wine and oil and soles, various accoutrements or accessories to the karban, accompaniments to the karban. And the larger the animal, the larger the nesachim that are brought along with an animal. So for an ayil, you have to bring nesachim of a third of a hin of wine, two isronos of soles mixed with a third of a hin of shemen. For a keves, which is a smaller animal, you have to bring a quarter hin of wine, one isron of soles mixed with a quarter hin of shemen. So you brought this in-between animal. So what do you bring to accompany it? Well, it might be an ayil, it might be a keves, it might be neither. So you have to bring the nechasim that go along with the bigger animal in case maybe it's the bigger animal. So says Rabbi Yochanan, you bring the nesachim of the ayil, and ve'in olalom izivcho, but you're not yotze your pledge, because you pledged to bring a keves or an ayil, you're bringing neither. Ve'yama Rav Yochanan, and says Rav Yochanan, o la'ayil, when it says in the pasuk of o la'ayil, l'rabos esapilgas. It comes to include the pilgas. And what does that mean? Ola ayil rabas is a pilgas. Says Rashi, Vam Rav Yochanan, it's two lines up from before they get wide. Vim Rav Yochanan, minola de mevi alav nichse ayil. How do I know that I bring the nischa ayil? Shal shnei esronim v'shlishas in yayin, d'chziv v'parshas nesachim v'shlach lecha anoshim, o la'ayil o echad, o la'rabos es apilgas v'nesachim alalu. Because when it says in the pasuk, when the pasuk teaches me the nesachim that I bring along with an ayil, it says, o la'ayil, that comes to include even a pilgas, that even a pilgas needs those nesachim. And from the fact that I need a pasuk to include the pilgas, shma minok, sofer of Yochanan, tetanakama diyamar ein olalom izivcho. Mishum debriyahu. It's mashma that Rav Yochanan holds like the Tanakama, that I wouldn't be yotzei my pledge to bring an ola of either an ayil or a keves with this pilgas, because it's a bria. Why? Because from the fact that I need an inclusion in the pasuk to teach me that I have to bring the nesachim of an ayil with a pilgas, it shows that it's obviously a bria. Because if it's a safek, let me just bring the nesachim of the ayil. I don't need a separate riboy in a pasuk. Says the Gemara, ul inyan nesachim rachman rabaya. However, for the inyan of nesachim, the pasuk included it with the nesachim of an ayil. Di sveika have, because if it was a sveika, lo marab yakra, the pasuk shouldn't have come to include it. The kiva, the shema ayilu, because since there's a chance it might be an ayil, Pshita de boy, asu nischei ayil, vatnuye. It's pasher that you should bring the nischei ayil and you have to make a t'nai. What t'nai do you make? You make as follows. The ayil hu liavididei. If this animal is actually an ayil, if it's actually a ram and all these nesachim are required, then great, I'm bringing the nesachim. The keves hu, and if it's really a keves, if it's really a suffix that it's a keves, yay hayeser nidava, then let the nesachim of the keves go for this, and the extra, because we said that the nesachim of the ayil are effectively almost double the nesachim of the keves, let the extra stam be in a dava. Why? Sharei misnad ben nesachim below carbon, because we know that we could be misnadev nesachim without a carbon. Kedamrina ben menachos beperek basra, v'yafal gav detani, emisnav ben lug echad below beis, v'hei elashlosha. Kadesh Sheikrui Nichsei Keves O Arba Sheikrui Nichsei Ayil. I in Maseches Menachos we learn that there are limits to the amount of wine, for example, that a person could donate, and we try to sync it up with the amount of wine, with the amount of nesachim that could accompany a karban, says Rashi. Okay, but what did we also say in that Gemara? If you recall what we saw in the end of Maseches Menachos, that you could always, if it's extra, in other words, you shouldn't donate itself, but if it's extra, then that's fine. It just goes into the general pool, and you'll use it next time you have another animal to bring. Next time you have another Korban Sibur, you'd use this extra wine towards the Nesachim for that Korban Sibur. Okay, so that's Rashi's explanation, but to bring it back to the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is, how do we know that Rav Yochanan says it's a bria b'fnei atzma? Because the pasuk includes la'ayil la'rabos as a pilgas, to come to include the pilgas, that the pilgas also needs an isra'ayil, that obviously shows that it's a bria. Because if it were stam esafek, it should be pasuk that I bring the isra'ayil. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. And because the pasuk teaches me that it's a bria, comes out that the guy who makes a neder to bring the ola from either the keves or the ayil, and he brings the pilgas, is not yotzei his neder, because he said either this or that. He said, I'm going to bring from either A or B, and this is in category C. It's in a totally separate category. Says the Gemara, ki tiboy lecha liba de barpada. However, when do I have akasha? I have akasha according to Barpada. The Amar Maisi Umasni, because Barpada says that you bring the animal and then you make a tnai. What type of tnai? So we have to look in Rashi. So Maisi Umasni, turning over to Chav Gimel and Mabez, the top Rashi, the Sfira Le Safeku, because he holds it's a Safek. Vachikami Boyle Aliba de Barpada. But my Mistapek Umay Masni, what exactly is our Safek? The Ola Ayil Darish Le Ledrash Achrina. The Ola Ayil and the Pasuk that Rav Yochanan darshins, Barpada learns a separate thing. But Menachas Perik Shtei Midos, the Komi Boilon Hacha Mai Masni. So what tonight does he make? Mi Pshitale de Barpada de Lav Briahu. Is Barpada certain that it's not? The Pilgas is definitely not a separate Bria. Ela Safek Ayil, Safek Kevesu. It's either an Ayil or it's a Keves. Vechi Masni, Ayil Vekevesu de Masni. Ila Ayil Have Lavi Kuli Dide. The keves who isaron solas revias in liavedi day the inoch linadava aval bebria latorech las nuye, but he doesn't have to include in his snai. Maybe it's a separate bria, because maybe Barpada thinks it's definitely not a separate bria. Ulumemar I bria who avena royal in a sachem liavekulu linadava, and he doesn't have to include in his snai that if it's a bria b'fnei atzma, let the entire nesachem be linadava. The gabe bayin de lael kiven devade lav briahu. And regarding, Rashi says, and regarding our kasha earlier, what happens of the guy who is no dare to bring the korban from an ayil or a keves, and he brings the pilgas, according to Barpada, he would be yotzei yidei nidro mimanafshach, da o kevesu, o ayilu, vu neder bezer sheyirtze, and he said, I'm going to bring whatever I want, and what he brought is either a keves or an ayil. So according to Barpada, we're mesupuk, and he makes it tonight. So what's his tnai though? So back in the Gemara, top line. So mi amrinan ayav keves masne bebria lo masne. Maybe we say that Barpada is certain that it's not a bria. It's either an ayil or a keves, and therefore that's the tnai that he makes. Odilma bebria nami masne. Or maybe he also makes the tnai, or also includes in the tnai that it's a bria b'fnei atzma. And as Rashi explained, now the Gemara tells us diomar I bria aveit lavi kula nedava, that if it's a bria, let all of the nesachim be a nedava. And therefore, if part of the suffix is that it might be a bria, it would come out that maybe he's not yotzei his neder, because he was no there to bring an animal that's either an ayil or a keves, and now he's bringing something that's maybe neither an ayil or a keves. Tosfos over here says, top Tosfos on the page, Vikshariva, Bishlam Nesachim Yachalevi Shir Nichse Ayil Lasnos. By Nesachim, he could bring the Shir Nischa Ayil, and then he can make the Tanai. Shimu Keves, yeah, Mosol and Adava. That if it's really a Keves and he has to bring a lesser amount of Nesachim, then the rest can be an Adava. K'tu Rabbi Kiva, Demar Perakol Atadr, we learn in Mesachas Vachim, Hamasna Devyayim. Minisko lesafalim, that if a person is misnadev yayin, then it goes into the basically to the storehouses. It basically goes into the storehouses that could be used as nesachim for another carbon. Vafilu Rabbi Tarfon damar leishim, even Rabbi Tarfon who held that it goes leishim, it's burnt on the mizbeach. Mashmad lo pligi ela b'omer harele yayin stam v'lo perish l'nesachim. That's only if you say I'm bringing an offering of wine. But if you're a piresh, if you're a mafarish, that you're bringing it as nesachim, then it goes into the storehouse. But by the mincha, what are you going to do? Because you either have to bring two isronos of flour, or one isron of flour, mixed with a third of a hin of oil, or a quarter hin of oil. And says the Tosfos, the problem is, shall keves bilos araka shloshes lugin lisaron, shall ayil bilos ava shnei lugin lisaron. The problem is that the consistency of the mincha is different between the mincha that accompanies the ayil and the mincha that accompanies a keves. V'tanan perakama de menachos riba shmana o shechiser psula. And if you mess around with the consistency of the mincha, it's going to be pasul. V'tanan nami ein ma'arvin minchas ksavim minchas kvasim v'shal elim uparim. And we saw that you can't mix one mincha with the other. The chitem of the maisi shir minchas keves bekliyach of a shir minchas ayel bekliyacher umasne shaecha meyam yinedava iefcher lasos came the minchas nedava nekmetzes uminchas nesachim kula kolol. As you can't say, so let me bring in two kalim, one the shir of a minchas kfasim, one the shir of a minchas elim, and say whichever one is for the carbon is for the carbon, and whichever one is not is going to be in a dava. You can't do that because the one that's in a dava has the kmitza, and the one that's nesachim is all burnt on the mizbeach. So says Tosfos, we're stuck. So skipping a line, v'teretz riva devade kemishnadev mincha stam oz he nekmetzes. No, when you're misnadev and mincha stam, it's nekmetzes. Aval im mefaresh minchas nesachem ave. However, if you're mefaresh, if you're being nodev a minchas, if you're being nodev a mincha, and you're explicating that it's a minchas nesachim, you say explicitly it's a minchas nesachim, then definitely it's kula kalil. And we say that you could be misnadev mincha all day. So basically, what do you do, says Tosfos? Says Tosfos, by the wine, it's very easy. You just bring the whole amount of wine, say whatever I don't need is going to be left over. That'll save for another day. By the mincha, what do? You can't just bring the full amount of flour and say whatever I need is left over. You have to bring the flour for the keves, the flour for the ayil, and say whichever one is for the karbon is for the karbon, and whichever one is not, I'm being no day v'minchas nesachim. That's the way it comes out, according to Tosfos. Okay, so now back in the Gemara, the next case of Safek. Boy Reb Zera, Safrekt Reb Zera, Omer Harei Alai Lachmei Toda. If a person says, I have to bring Lachmei Toda, the Toda, as we said in the Akdama to the Shir, is accompanied by 40 loaves of bread, 30 of matzah, 10 of chametz, and he says, I'm going to bring Lachmei Toda, mena chametz, o mena matzah. Either from chametz or from matzah, vevi seer mahu, and he brings from seer. Seer is dough that is leaving the status of matzah, but is not yet fully leavened, so it hasn't entered the status of chametz. So, what is the halacha? What is the halacha over here? So just b'derech hakdama, it's important to see Rashi. It's about halfway down. Rashi says, seer sheyatza meklal matzah leklal chametz loba. It has already left the status of matzah and not yet entered the status of chametz. Rav Meir Rav Yehuda pligi beilu ovrim. So Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda have a fundamental machlokas in Maseches Pesachim. Rav Meir havisir bach safas panim. So according to Rav Meir, the dough becomes seer when it begins to pale in color. Vafilu ein sham sedek. Even though there are no cracks in the dough, vim nizdak afilu kakarnei chagavim, and however, if it started to crack, even like little wisps of the grasshopper, then mikre siduk, that's called siduk, that's called it starting to crack. V'chayiv kares, and you're going to be chayiv kares for eating because it's vaday chometz on Pesach. The seer b'achsafas panim amrinan, and seer is b'achsafas panim. It's when the color of the dough starts to pale. Bereish elu ovrim d'Rav Meir chayiv malkus. So Rav Meir says that you're going to be chayiv malkus on that. Rav Yehuda islay trei kuli. Rav Yehuda has two kulos. Chada dechsifu panav afilu seer lo mikre. That if it's stam starting to pale, then it's not even called seer. Ukakarne kagavim de mikre seer, and it's only considered seer once the dough starts to crack. The yod kuli achrite debad dekori le Rav Yehuda seer lo mechayiv la malkus. And Rav Yehuda also says that when you eat this thing that's seer, you're not chayav malchus. Why? Because the whole point of seer is I'm not sure it's chametz. And if I'm not sure it's chametz, I'm not going to be chayav malchus. Why? Rashi's going to teach us in a minute, because that's called a hasra safek. There is no hasra zvadei, because I don't even know whether I'm going to be chayav malchus for sure. So the question is, you said you were going to bring the lachmei toda from chametz or matzah. You brought them from seer. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, well, seer deman. If it's what Rav Meir calls seer, which is that the color of the dough starts to pale, the Rav Yehuda, but we're holding like Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says it's not seer until it actually develops cracks, matzah ma'al yasihi. That what Rav Meir says is seer, according to Rav Yehuda, is regular matzah. And eat Rav Yehuda or Rav Meir, if it's the seer of Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Meir, in other words, that we're dealing with dough that already started to have cracks on the surface, and it's according to Rav Meir who says that seer is even when it starts to pale, but when it has cracks, it's chametz gomer, then chametz who? Then it's chametz, so I know what it is. Vid Rav Meir or Rav Meir, and if you bring seer of Rav Meir, in other words, dough that started to pale, and it's according to Rav Meir, midalaki aleh, from the fact that Rav Meir says that you get malchus if you eat seer, chametzu, then it's a proof that it's actually chametz. Ella, what's the suffix? Rav Yehuda la Rav Yehuda. You bring seer of Rav Yehuda, meaning that it's having cracks already like karnei chagavim, but it's according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one who says that if you eat seer, you don't get malchus. So says the Gemara like this. We should just point out, Rashi explains that, that according to Rav Meir, even though he considers seer to be chametz in that you get malchus, usually we know that the penalty for eating chametz on Pesach is kare. So how come you're only getting malchus? So Rashi points out, because it's chametz nuksha. It's not quite edible. And since it's not quite edible, you would get only malchus. But that, I just had to say that parenthetically. But back in the Gemara says we're talking about the seer of Rabbi Yehuda, which is that it's already like karnei chagavim, but Rabbi Yehuda says you're not going to get malchus on it. So, elad Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Yehuda. So my, sveika havi, is it a safek v'nafek m'manavshach? And therefore, you said that you had to bring the lachmei toda of chametz or matzah, and it's mesupik. It's either one or the other, and therefore you're definitely going to be yotzei. Odil marbriyo v'lo nafik. Or maybe it's a bria, maybe seer is an independent state in limbo, and you're not going to be yotzei or neder. Says the Gemara of Amar Avuna, I Ravuna said, Omer are alei lachmei toda. Maybe if a person says, I have to bring the lachmei toda, so everybody knows that you can't be menadev the lechem without the carbon, so maybe toda v'lachma, you have to bring the carbon toda, first of all, and the bread, the given this chayav lebetoda v'lachma, but since you have to bring the toda and the bread, holo yoda hai gavra icha meitzu, delay se matzah, imatzu, delay se chametz. The problem is, it's nice that this is a suffix. So maybe it's chametz, maybe it's matzah, and therefore I'm yotzei. No, not so. Because you have to bring the korban toda with 40 loaves of bread. 30 have to be matzah. 10 have to be chametz. You brought 10 of seer, but you don't know whether these 10 are chametz or matzah. So do I now have to bring more chametz loaves? Do I now have to bring more matzah loaves? I don't know. How's that going to work out? Says the Gemara, Lo tzricha damar rei alai chala liftar todoso shal ploni. It's not that you have to bring a carbon toda. Your friend was menadev a carbon toda, and you said, I'm going to bring some lechem to fulfill the obligation that my friend has. And then you bring it of seer. But says the Gemara, that's still the problem. Sof, holo yoda hai gavra ichametzu delesi matzah, imatzu delesi chametz. The friend whose obligation you were trying to dispense by giving these lachmim, by giving these lechem of seer, doesn't know whether the seer is considered to be matzah, in which case he has to add chametz loaves, or whether the seer is considered to be chametz, in which case he has to add matzah loaves. So there's never a situation when you're going to be able to fulfill your obligation to bring lachmei toda with this seer. Says the Gemara, Latzricha d'lomar liftar. He didn't say, I'm being menadev this in order to potter my friend from the obligation to bring lachmei toda. So he just said, I'm bringing it as lachmei toda. So mefik gavri yedei nidro nafik olo nafik. So does this guy fulfill his neder by bringing these loaves of seer, or not. So in other words, Rashi points out, v'yiftu v'yiplu d'meyem l'nadava l'toda acheres olo nafik. In other words, the kasha is that you certainly need to bring 30 loaves of chametz and 10 loaves of matzah. So the question, and you promised that you were going to bring this lechem, and then you went and you tried to fulfill your neder by bringing the stuff that was in a state of limbo. So the stuff that's in a state of limbo certainly actually can't be used as carbon toda bread, because you don't know whether it's chametz or matzah. The question is, have you fulfilled your neder so that now it's kadosh and you could deconsecrate this seer, put the kedusha on something that's vadai chametz or vadai matzah, and you were yotze your neder? Or do we say that it's a bria, that it's a separate category unto itself, and since you committed to bringing something that was either chametz or matzah, and you brought it from this independent third category, you are not going to be yotze? That is the question of the Gemara. Teku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. All right, so we'll stop at the Mishnah, which is a better stopping point anyway, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the next Mishnah in the series of Mishnayos, teaching us the distinctions between Paraduma and Egla Arufa.